Cortana, start the podcast.
And now, Alice Hart.
You drained the color from my life. You left me standing in black and white. I'll brush the dirt from my chest. I'll find a way out of this mess.
Thank you, Cortana. Shut up. Cortana. Cortana. Shut it. Son of a... Hey, hang on. Paramedic 41, and here on the User Gamers podcast. Cortana, cut that shit out! Thank you. Cyber Knight is actually feeling a little bit under the weather. I believe he may join us this evening at some point. But we might actually have a sighting from Bovine Piracy. We haven't seen him in a little while. We do have Mossfly here. Mossfly, are you there? Hello, Mossfly? Are you there, Mossfly?
There you go. You found the button. Yes?
Yeah, I found the button. Yes, I did.
All right.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right. How was your break from this whole podcast shabiel over the last few weeks?
Yeah. We had a little bit of a break. First show of 2015. Cyber Knight is on the line, but I understand he's listening right now. I'm not going to actually activate his mic because his voice is kind of bad. So we're going to let him sit there and just wallow and listen to us really, really screw up the first show of 2015. Now, I should note, Mossy, that this is episode 198.
It is. It's getting close.
We are officially well on our way, and two episodes away from the show 200, which I have promised to give stuff away on show 200.
And you very nicely volunteered me as well, so I will be donating to the cause as well.
I don't know what you're talking about. And I think that Cyber Knight felt bad. He's struggling right now, folks. Anybody who's listening, he's actually struggling. He tried to activate his mic, but I'm doing the man a service, honestly, and I muted him again so that he stays and rests that voice, and we can hold him to get a few good moments out of him. So, Cyber Knight, just sit there and stay warm in your blanket at the moment. We're okay, other than Cortana not paying attention. But hey, anyway. And Cyber did promise that he was gonna chip in too, so whatever that is. Hey, so we're giving away free stuff. But you know what? Here's the key. Here's the key. Two shows from now is episode 200. Now, I don't know if anybody keeping track out there, but if we actually do one show a week, and we don't all the time, we take some weeks off, that means that this thing's been running well over, okay? I'm going well over 4 years just by pure math, but it's longer than that. So we really want people to join us live that night. And I know a lot of you download the cast. I know a lot of you listen to it on your way to work. I don't know why you do that, but that's cool. You know, God bless you, and thanks for listening and participating. I'm talking to the four of you out there that actually do it. But we're asking. I really, I can't give it away. I can't give away my prize to you unless you're live with us that night. And it's really easy. It's really easy, folks. It's blogtalkradio.com/geezercast. And you get in there, you can actually see when the show is, and you can participate via Skype. You can dial in with your cell phone. It's really, really honestly easy. It's just like a radio show. We bring you on live. We have a little fun with you. But honestly, you got to join us live that night. Show 200. I mean, if you're only going to show up for one show ever, one podcast show ever, wouldn't you say, Moshfly, that it should be number 200?
It probably should be, yeah. I mean, it's a good time. It's a good time. You'll enjoy yourself. So come join us.
Come join us, show 200. All right, because we're giving stuff away. I'm saying it again. We're giving stuff away. And I'm also going to have one, maybe two of the original founders come on and have a little fun with us, talk about Geezer Gamers and et cetera. So you can interact with a couple of those guys and have some fun with them too. So I'm feeling a little bad, honestly, right now, because I know Cyber is just sitting there wallowing. So I'm going to activate his mic real quick. Let's see how bad he is. Okay, you ready?
Hey,
Cyber,
baby.
You're online.
How you doing? Yeah, so my voice is kind of dropped about 2.5 octaves.
How are you doing, Cyber?
You know, I've been better. But
yeah.
Today is the first day in almost a week that I've actually had any kind of voice at all. So I guess it's an improvement.
It is an improvement. Well, I've got a beer and I've got Moshfly, so you can sit back and listen to us destroy this thing if you'd like. You don't have to participate at all. You don't even have to be here. You actually sound like, as one geezer founder would say, you sound like hammered shit. So,
feel about the same. So yeah, that fits.
Yeah, you sound like it. So I'm going to encourage you just to go ahead and take the night off and have a good time. I'm pretty sure that Moshfly and I and Bovine, if he's able to jump in here with us at some point, can pretty much screw this up for the next 35 minutes. Okay, without you.
Awesome.
Yeah. Hang on a second here. We got a call.
Sure. To the host, please press 1 at any time. The host, you are now in the host queue.
Okay. Jump that. Hang on. They're calling on another line.
Different.
Talk radio.
Hi, welcome.
Goodbye.
To the podcast. Who's this?
This is Bovine.
It's Bovine Piracy.
What's up, dude?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I can hardly hear you, but it's good to hear your voice. So
yeah,
we were just on Cyber. He can kind of check out of the podcast and go crawl back under that rock or blanket or whatever he's crawling under, and we can pretty much screw this up on our own.
All right.
We're good.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So
is it really hard to hear me, or because I'm calling on my phone? I can try a different phone.
You're fine. You sound really sexy. So, did you hear Cybernight when he talked a second ago?
Yeah, I thought you were talking to Kermit the Frog because it sounded pretty froggy.
Actually, I think he was
a little ribbit.
He's got a little Elvis to him.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's got to be a little smoother though. Anyway. I'm going to mute you, Cyber, so you can stay or whatever, but I don't want you using that voice. So, God love you. So let's start off, you know, we'll kind of go around the table like we normally do. And Bovine, just because you just joined, let's go here. What have you been playing? Because you know what? A lot of us want to know.
I've been playing Showing Offline.
typical
me. No, I've been, let's see, I just got done playing Alien Isolation, which is a pretty fun game. And before that, I was playing a lot of Sunset Overdrive.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of pinball. That's pretty much it.
Okay. You know, Mosswide, did you try Sunset Overdrive?
Oh, man. Yeah, I've had it since it first came out, and I'm a big fan. It's a good, fun little open-world game.
I really, you know, when they made that, they made the demo available, I really actually enjoyed that.
That's a reason why I bought it when it was free, and then it wasn't free anymore, and I'm like, oh, I got to get this game. It's a lot of fun.
But the price shot back up, didn't it? I mean, it was still like a $60 game, right?
It did. They just did that 24-hour period.
Yeah.
But you guys found that you could figure out the controls and get a hang of the world enough in that 24-hour period to realize that it was a good game? Because I remember the beginning of that, just for the first few hours, just being like, oh, and then you got the hang of it. And it just, like, it was unbelievably fun to navigate.
I'm gonna say I did not, I thought it was kind of at first, but the game really, during that demo, it really did grow on me. At first I was like, oh, you know, it's another shooter. You know, I don't know if I like the art. I love the humor. I thought the humor was awesome. I mean, so I thought some of the writing was a lot of fun. But, you know, I was thinking, you know, I've got some other things coming out, but the more I played it, it was a really fun game. So I was a little iffy on multiplayer. I played it with a few geezers. I was like, I'm not sure how it's working for me. I don't know if I like it. I don't know if I really understand the party-style games that are coming on, I mean, with it. I think that if I didn't have other games that were coming out at the time, I that was going to be a pickup for me. So I applaud Xbox or Microsoft definitely for releasing that for 24 hours. I bet they got a lot more sales than just Bovine.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, good tactic. Maybe 48 hours would be better, but I don't know.
Yeah, but most games in 48 hours, if you're dedicated, you can slug through it, and then they might lose some people out to that. But granted, not everyone can just sit down for 48 hours, so who knows? Maybe that would work.
Yeah, I don't know if you got – I mean, 48 hours to me kind of seems like a – if you really want to slug through a campaign or something like that in 48, I maybe your campaign wasn't worth it. let me throw that out there as a suggestion. Maybe that, you know, you offer something for free for 48 hours, and you know, if somebody finishes it, then your game sucked. But
right.
I would have liked.
Most Call of Duties into that genre then.
Yeah, actually, you know what? A lot of the campaigns. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I liked some of the stories of Call of Duty, but I never bought the Call of Duty game for the campaign.
Yeah,
maybe
me neither.
You're buying it for the multiplayer, and that's what I really wanted to explore out of the Sunset Overdrive game. Was I wanted to explore more of the multiplayer and whether I wanted to engage in that, and I didn't have time, so. It became kind of a game time decision. I got other stuff coming out. I'm gonna skip it. But if Bovine actually would have called and said, "Look, you know, I dumped Destiny, but I still like playing with you guys. You should get Sunset Overdrive to play something with me." I would have said,
"Yep, guilt trip incoming."
But Mosswai, you liked it too. Okay, so that's cool. That's cool, Bovine. Everybody knows you're out there. You're just hiding, so whatever. Mosswai, what have you been playing?
Well, I did actually just finish Sunset Overdrive over the break here. That was a little aggravating because I had one of those delayed achievements. So I actually got it while I was playing a little Diablo 3 over Christmas with my sister. I was like, wait, that's not for this game. But it did pop, so that made me happy. So got that done. Actually picked up the expansion for Sunset as well. They just released that a few weeks ago. That's pretty fun. Haven't played a whole lot of that. And then I've been slugging my way through the campaigns of Halo. I'm almost done with Halo 2 Anniversary. So.
Oh, wow. Good for you, man.
Kind of been working on that.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, very good. For me, I will admit, and I talked a little bit about it, I think, previously, but I will admit, and it could have just been in some of our own threads offline. I don't know if I talked about it because here in the podcast, the last podcast, I don't know if it was out. But I'm going to say that the last DLC for Destiny completely altered that game and changed it for me. The Dark Below absolutely changed that game and has hooked me right back into it. Gameplay feels different. It's not a grindy game. It's addicted to the raids and having so much fun with that. So I got to say, a lot of my social gaming really has been really tied into Destiny so far. And I haven't strayed that much over the last couple of weeks. I mean, it's been the holidays, and so you know, the time that I had to play, I did jump back in and really started enjoying the DLC. So I haven't strayed too much. However, I did get a message that I have a random legendary weapon that was a gift that was sent to me in Diablo. So I've got to log into Diablo and see what legendary weapon that is.
Nice.
Somebody got it and they sent it to me, so I got to log in and find out what that is. So I'm kind of excited to see what that might be. So,
cool.
Real quick, I'm opening up his portal real quick. Cyber Knight, what have you been playing in three words or less?
Three words, okay. Halo, Warframe, Halo 5 beta.
All right, we'll get back to you. Okay. Anybody else try Warframe?
No.
I have not.
Okay. So a lot of hype on Warframe, right? I mean, there's a lot of people saying that it's really good. It's what Destiny should have been. I did play, I did download it, and I did play it, and to me, I just don't, much like you, Bovine, you know, you stand on a principle, and I appreciate that, and I respect that. My principle in this regard, I just don't like the piecemeal pay-to-play stuff, and I have a feeling that that's where that's headed, and I don't want to support that. Beautiful-looking game. I think I would want to pay $60 and pay for DLC. I don't want to support that particular freemium type of console model. That's just not where I want to be. Mossy?
I would agree to that. I'm not a big freemium person. Even on the phone, if I can pay the $2 or $3 to play a game on the phone, I'd much rather pay the $2 or $3 than the 99 cents every 2 days or whatever to continue on. And like hell, I'm going to spam everyone on my Facebook list to get more Candy Crush bullcrap or anything like that. So any of those freemium models, I try to stay away from. But anytime I can get free achievement points at the same time, you know, I'm...
And I'm gonna
I get suckered in by the achievement points, but
freemium had its place, and it's been successful for a reason. It's you know, and I'm gonna say in the beginning of some of those apps, I was like, oh yeah, okay, well I'll you know, it kind of gives me a custom way to play if I want to buy this and I don't want to buy this, and I can kind of do that. But what I really, you know, just like anything else, I think you end up paying a lot more for the app or the game or whatever it is. And then there's all these hooks. Well, we're going to give you this if you go to this website and sign up for this, or spam your friends, or you know, you watch these five ads, and then we're going to give you this, and you can earn. You know, I just didn't like everything that seemed to be hooked to it. I'm not saying that that's what's what Warframe is doing by any stretch of the imagination, but it is a freemium game, and I don't. It seems like that's an invasion, and that's something I don't want coming to the console. I just don't think I like that business model.
I agree.
So, Halo, anybody? Mossfly?
Which one? Five?
Did you try the beta?
Actually, yes. Cyber Knight, and I did play when it first got released for the preview program. I have not played it since it went free for everyone that had the Master Chief Collection. But that first night that Cyber and I fired it up, it was actually a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. It felt very Halo-esque, but modernized to me. So yeah, I'm definitely on board so far with what I've seen. How about either one of you?
That's kind of interesting. Bovine, did you look at it at all? I didn't play it. Did you?
I did for the preview thing, just like Mossfly, but I played it for like 20 minutes and I deleted it. I'm just not a Halo guy.
Yeah, no, I get that. But how did it feel to you?
It felt like Halo to me. I mean, it was an old map. It was very familiar. I think I was kind of in it because it seemed like, you know, you had to. I wanted the battle rifle. I couldn't find the battle. I couldn't figure out how to, you know, if I could create a class. I think you could, but you had to level up to do it. And, you know, it seemed like every game I was in, all I had was a battle rifle, and I was getting destroyed, and I just got kind of frustrated with it.
Okay.
So I didn't really, honestly, I didn't really give it much of a chance. I was like, yeah, it's Halo. And I just deleted
okay.
it. I needed the room on my Xbox because I got all these games for Christmas, and I had to, you know, you have to install them on your Xbox One in order to play them, and I'm running out of room.
God, I know how that is. Yeah, man.
USB 3 hard drive, my friend. That's where it's at.
I'm probably going to have to get an external hard drive at some point.
I never thought I was going to run into this problem, ever. I never thought and that's stupid, that's crazy. Reluctantly, I did not play the Halo 5 beta. Really, I haven't had time. And then the time that I have had, I've wanted to jump right back into some of the raids and do some of the daily stuff in Destiny. Believe it or not, Bungie, you did something good. I'm just going to own it and say it. You did good with that DLC.
So what exactly did they do with the DLC?
You know, they made – well, let me come back to that. I'll come back to that. Halo 5, I felt like I owed Halo something because, it is Halo Guardians is on my horizon. It is on my target for this year. So I wanted to at least get a look at it. So I loaded it up on Twitch. And oddly enough, I ended up watching a guy that they beat the team 50-2. His team beat the other team 50-2, which was an absolute slaughter. And the kid was good. I'm gonna mad props to him. There's probably a reason he was on Twitch. I don't know, but he was really, really good. And it's interesting what you say, Mossy, because you said it was Halo, but it felt modernized. And that is almost exactly what I thought when I watched the action on the gun, and some of the movement and some of the things that were happening. You know that he was able to call in his sword. It just seemed like 343 is held true that we are still Halo. You know, they're not trying to deviate too much from the Halo franchise, but they did update it, to be modern and to be relevant. So I thought it was kind of interesting, and believe it or not, the kid had me watching him for a few games just to watch a lot of the other players and a lot of the other things going on. But I got to say that the gameplay did kind of impress me as far as being a Halo game. So 343 might be right back on the mark with it. So there's that. And we'll get Cyber's opinion on it in just a second. But you asked me about the Dark Below content. They removed
I bought all that stuff, so I still have it. So I'm kind of interested in maybe looking at it.
A lot of them, you've got to farm forever to get, you know, this stuff and then this stuff. The spin metal and the helium prey. You got to go and you got to grind for hours upon hours upon hours to get all this stuff out of the chest. Well, you can still do that if you want to, And occasionally I do to get the onesie twosie stuff, but you can buy it. Now you can just buy it. You can trade out Crucible marks. The trade-off is that they don't want to create an economy that is going to be taken advantage of. So the way you buy it is with Crucible marks, and the way you get Crucible marks is just playing the game. You just play in the Crucible. So whether you win or lose, you get Crucible marks, and you can just buy this stuff to upgrade all of your equipment. Almost everything you need to upgrade your equipment, you can buy. You can just get now. And it completely changed the game. They upgraded some of the armor. They upgraded a lot of the weapons. They keep going in, and in my opinion, they do nice touches now to what to keep track. It's like they've got this heat map going on each weapon of this is it overpowered? Is it not powered enough? And a lot of legendary weapons that already existed, they went through and they upgraded all of them. So if you get it, you know, if you pick up this exotic bounty or whatever after the upgrade. So the Dark Below downloaded, and for instance, I picked up the Thorn Bounty after that fact, I automatically get that new version. If you had Thorn before that, you can purchase an upgrade for Thorn, which unfortunately wipes out all of your, you know, all of the upgrades you did on the gun, but it still upgrades the base damage of the gun and gives you a good upgrade path again. Some people were mad about that, but I think part of the fun for me was actually upgrading the gun. So, yeah, it's to me. I think the game it's a lot different. I mean, just that I don't have to look at the armor I'm wearing or anything else and say, God, it's just going to be hours upon hours upon hours of nothing to upgrade this stupid stuff. And that was part of the fun of it. So you can actually just enjoy the game. I'm having a whole lot of fun with it, especially the new raid. The old raid we do routinely, and the new raid. We're starting to find fun ways to do it, and it's just exciting. It's a good time. It's a good time for me in Destiny right now. So that's it.
Cool.
Cyber Knight, what'd you think of the beta?
Loving it.
Okay, you're back out. Hey guys, we've eaten up a lot of time here already. I want to ask you because it's the first show of 2015. What do you think? What we got some big titles in 2015. Is everybody still on board with Evolve? What do you think?
Not so much anymore. I mean, I don't know. Isn't there another beta coming out for it, or right before release, or maybe not? I don't know.
Let me just say,
yeah, there is a beta.
It's got to be soon then, guys, because their release date's, isn't it here in February?
Didn't that get pushed back a little bit? But, yeah, it's supposed to be soon here.
Yeah, they need it. They need it. So I'm going to say that. Anything that you're looking forward to though, for Xbox One?
Dying Light.
Dying Light. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm a big Rainbow Six fan, so Rainbow Six Siege is huge on my radar. I'm very excited about that one.
Me too on that one too.
Okay. Dark Souls fans out there, Dark Souls 2 coming out. What about Mortal Kombat X? Anybody? I think I'm done with
Mortal
Kombat.
I like Mortal Kombat games, but I probably will wait on that one.
Yeah, I'm a little burned on the fighter right now.
I am as well. I'll tell you a game that I'm looking forward to. It was teased originally with the Xbox One launch. It was never meant to be a launch title, but they teased it at that, I believe it was the E3. I was really excited about it. Finished this the second version of this in the series. I never played the very first one. The second one of these, I played on the 360. When I got it on a deal, I didn't know much about it. Fell in love with the gameplay, the style, and the story. The Witcher 3, The Wild Hunt, is coming in May. And I am really excited, guys, for The Witcher 3. If you've never played a Witcher game, you need to break out your 360, see if you can get it for the Witcher 2 for the 360, because I'm telling you, that is just a lot of fun as far as a hack and slash sword based game. Really good fun.
Witcher 2, and not the first. I played the first Witcher on PC, and it was okay, but it was, I don't know, the controls were weird or the fighting system or something. It is way better game on Witcher 2.
Yeah, and that's all I played. And like I said, I was really excited to, and I got involved in the story in Witcher 2. Decision trees and some replayability there was a lot of fun. Honestly, it was a lot of fun. Let me ask you guys this. Anybody, the Elder Scrolls Online is supposed to be coming in 2015. Anybody?
Nope.
No, I can't do the monthly fee on top of Xbox Live. It doesn't seem right.
Yeah, me either. It's like, it doesn't make sense.
I'm kind of checked out on that as well. Fable Legends? For the big title?
From what I've seen of it, I'm a huge Fable fan, but that just seems weird. We'll have to see what a beta or a demo feels like, so.
I will say no on that.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I loved the original Fable. I liked Fable 2. It started getting a little with me, down the line, so. I always evaluate them and say maybe, and I kind of tend to pick it up later anyway when it's on special. But and they've always just stayed Fable. So I don't know. I don't know if Fable Legends is going to be for me though. So I do appreciate that opinion. Obviously, Halo Guardians. Halo 5, Mosfly, I think you're on board.
Definitely on board with that one, yeah.
I know for a fact that Cyber's on board. I'm probably on board with the Halo 5 as well. It looked good. It felt kind of good to me. And we've probably put some screws to Bovine at some point throughout the year to make him feel guilty enough to get it. I might start like a GoFundMe or something. Might get you back in Destiny at some point, same.
Maybe.
I'm interested in, have you guys ever played the Dynasty Warriors series at all?
I have not.
I have.
Yeah, the Dynasty Warriors is kind of a hack and slash game, thousands of enemies or hundreds of enemies on the screen at one time. It follows the Romance of the Three Kingdoms of China, the history of feudal China. Dynasty Warriors 8 Empires is coming for the Xbox One, and I don't know if I like the Empires way that they've gone about it, but this is a great, let me just say, for two-player, if you want something to sit down and play with your kid or your spouse who's not really a gamer, the Dynasty Warriors series has always been just a fantastic game for that. You don't have to have a whole lot of skill. Everybody's having a good time with it, and so I can't give it up to I think it's Konami that does it. I think. Now that I said that, I'm probably going to regret that. I'm not sure. But just a fun hack and slash button masher. And so I'd encourage you to look for the two player co-op when Dynasty Warriors 8 comes out this year. I think it's around March, April timeframe or something, if I remember correctly. It could even be late February. If you're looking for something to sit down with your significant other who's not really a gamer, but you want to kind of have them do something with your hobby, check out the Dynasty Warriors series. That's just that's what I would say. Bovine, your experience with it, what do you think?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's been a while since I played it, and I want to say it's like PlayStation 2. But yeah, it was definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great on the PlayStation 2. Let me check in real quick with Cyber Knight. Hey, wake up, Cyber. You there?
I'm here.
Looking forward to anything?
Besides Halo 5, I'm really hoping to see more on the next Crackdown. Haven't heard much about it recently, and I'm looking forward to that, whatever it's going to be.
All right, fair enough. Back under the blanket. Back.
Right.
Back under the blanket. There you go. Okay, anything else out of 2015, guys? Anything you'd like to see on the Xbox dashboard or the PlayStation 4? I mean, Bovine, you've got a PS4, right?
No, I didn't get a PS4 yet. I just stick with the one for now.
Okay, anything you guys like to hype or gripe about the Xbox One platform at all?
It came up faster than PSN when it got smashed over the week. So that's kind of a hype, right? At least it came up faster.
Or resilient or whatever, but I don't know. I don't know. Hey, I do have a gripe for the Skype app. Somebody could tell me how in the Skype app to bring up the dial pad after you have initiated a call. I'd appreciate it, Microsoft. It's not intuitive if that's the case. I was able to bring the dial pad up after fumbling around for about 40 seconds and having the other line hang up on me. But even when I called back and got the dial pad up, it still wouldn't dial. It just wanted me to add a contact. So there are times when you need the dial pad up, Microsoft, and it'd be nice to be able in the Skype app to figure out how to do that. Now, Mossfly, I think you use the Skype app, right, to do the podcast.
Not for the podcast, but I do use it for video chat. But I only use it Xbox to Xbox usually, so I'm not usually in the dial pad itself.
Okay.
I'm usually just click on a name and call Skype.
I use it for the podcast, and it's fantastic. It was fantastic for the podcast, but you can't enter numbers after you start a call. Microsoft, we need a fix. So there's a gripe right there. I got one other gripe, and I'm going to leave it at that because I'm going to get to you guys. And this is pretty simple right here. Fuck you, Lizard Squad, you little shit. Fuck you, you little bastard. I hope you all rot in jail. I hope you all get it right in the tail in jail. Thank you for screwing up four perfectly good goddamn holidays for me by fucking up the servers and not letting anybody to play. And then giving an interview saying you did it for the lols. You're a bunch of little bastards. Fuck you, Lizard Squad. Okay.
Yeah, Lizard Squad, it just tweeted right now, you mad, bro?
I am mad. You know what? I love how they're saying, well, yeah, he did get contacted by police, but he still got a lot of money. And then a lot of people tweeted back, thousands of dollars isn't a lot of money, kid. So, yeah. Yeah. 16 and 17-year-old kids. That's scary, and I hope that, you know, I hope the FBI and Interpol has a great time with them. International crime. Okay, guys. You got 5 minutes. Hypes, gripes?
I don't really have anything.
You got nothing?
No, not really. Kind of boring.
I wouldn't say you're boring. You're more, you know, like vanilla. Vanilla's not boring. Vanilla's a flavor, and everybody likes vanilla. I mean, they don't always admit that they like vanilla because they don't want to say that they're boring, but I'm just saying vanilla's not boring. It's just, it's vanilla.
Okay.
So you're kind of vanilla right now. Mossfly?
I do have one. I just picked up a strip of bias lighting for the back of my TV. It's a little strip of LEDs that goes on the back of your TV, and it's powered by the USB port on the back of your TV, and it kind of gives your TV a glow behind it, and it's supposed to reduce eye strain. I haven't tested it a whole lot, but it just makes it look kind of cool. So, $20 little kit, really easy to install. So far, I'm liking it. So, there's a hype for some bias lighting for the back of your TV.
Bias?
Off Amazon.
For that warm afterglow.
It does. It's kind of got that Philips Hue thing going on in the back, except it doesn't change colors. It's just the white LEDs, but still kind of a nice little accent to the back of the TV. So.
All right, cool. All right. What?
That's the new tech toy of the day.
Tech toy of the day. Bias lighting, $20 for the back of your TV. Cyber, what do you got?
So I want to gripe about Kim.com for legitimizing Lizard Squad's activities by paying them off. You idiots, don't reward them for their crappy behavior. That was the stupidest thing you could have done.
Yeah. And he kind of holds himself out as some kind of gamer's hero for it. And they did stop the attacks. But you have to know that Microsoft and Sony, they were... And poor Sony with hacker attacks lately. I mean, just the company as a whole, poor bastards. But you have to know that they were already... they had something. They had to have had something to be able in place. The longer that attack goes on, it's not like they're just sitting there taking it on the chin. It may seem that way, but they're probably just at the same time getting enough data, getting enough information to try to ensure that this never happens to their networks again. That's my assumption. But I could be wrong. I do know what Lizard Squad. I do understand what they said they did, what they were trying to get a hold of, and how they pulled it off, and how they think that they're not able to be touched by it. I can understand some of that technology, but I just got to believe that Microsoft was saying, keep hitting, keep punching, because all you're doing is giving us data, and Kim.com, paying him off and legitimizing it, like what you said. He's not exactly the big hero that maybe he wants to be, but I don't know. Some people are going to say, thanks, Kim, I got to play my game. Other people, like you, are saying, you just gave them what they wanted. And
yep.
Probably set the model for other people to hold us hostage.
Well, and what happened right after that is attacks kept coming. Lizard Squad said it wasn't them, but if you were looking at, I think it's Net Viking or whatever that tracks these things, there were attacks coming from other directions now. Well, okay, Lizard Squad did it. Look what they got. So now my other script kiddies are going to go after it, and oh, let's see what we can get for it.
Right.
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Stupid, stupid, stupid. Well, how the way you feel about it? This is maybe the new era that we live in now in online gaming. One group is obviously they've got what they wanted out of it, and this may be the new issue that we have to deal with. So, with that though, gentlemen, we're going to bring episode 198 to a close. Bovine, we'd love to have you back here in a couple weeks with us as a previous frequent host of the podcast as we hit 200.
All right.
Come home, Bovine. And now first for Cyber Knight, so I can give up my Hotfly, Bovine Pirate, Firematic 41, episode 198. We'll